sit in a more comfortable position. Allow the mind to come back to the body. So we are using maybe first few minutes like a anchor for our mind. This body is being used because we need something to hang around at the beginning, kind of a residence. So we are using body as its residence, as its hanging place, or like an anchor. So once we sit in a comfortable position, we can feel our clothes are touching the body, and maybe legs are touching the cushion, or sorry, legs are touching the carpet, or legs are touching the floor. And if you are leaning onto a chair, probably you can even feel that. Once your eyes are gently closed, you can feel that eyelids are touching in a gentle manner. Lips are touching. And if you are keeping shoulders effortfully, probably there could be a little tension there. Actually, you have to release all these tensions. So body is in a very comfortable tension-free state. So this direct experience is quite simple in a way, very direct. We don't need to think about it. We can simply feel it, can be connected with it. It's with us. If our mind drifts to any kind of past memory, don't worry, slowly bring it back. Again, if the mind shifts to any kind of planning, any hope, wish, don't entertain that. Slowly bring it back. So we are not making even a tension by this return trip. We are not regretting. We are not accusing ourselves. Rather, we are appreciating this moment. We have got a good chance, good time for us to live mindfully. We got some time for ourselves. Keeping the mind in a very relaxed state and body also in a very relaxed state. There could be slight sounds, probably you can hear, various sensations. There could be minor pains. And again, there could be even thoughts coming and going. You are being fully aware of everything. Not expecting any kind of a perfect world. Rather, we accept the way it is. When we are coming back to ourselves, we can recognize various bodily processes. Body is breathing by itself. And even the heartbeat happens. We can feel various touching points. Sometimes even can feel the blood circulation. And if we keep our attention at the nostril, we can feel the body is breathing. As a result of this breathing, the whole body have a kind of a motion, kind of a movement. Especially if we keep our attention at the abdomen, we can feel the abdomen is coming forward and again going back. We call it rising and then falling. We can keep this rising and falling as an anchoring point for the mind. Or else we can keep directly the inhale and exhale as the anchoring point. Let the body breathe very naturally. There is nothing big to achieve. Just to connect with this bodily process. If your mind wanders, rising, falling, rising, falling, in a very gentle, soft labeling. If you are keeping your attention at the nostril, you can also note it as in, out. As the breathing in happens, you note it as in. As the breathing out happens, we note it as out. Once the mindfulness is established, we can stop this labeling and allow the mind to just be with the process. At that time, the mental process and the bodily process is well synchronized. Then the whole thing becomes effortless. We can simply watch while being in the back seat. Once the mindfulness is well established, you can continue your familiar meditation. If you are now continuing, say, Anapanasati, you can continue that. If you are now observing various element characteristics, you can continue that. Or else, if you are observing various bodily feelings, mental feelings, you can observe that. Or else, if you are watching the mind, you can observe that as well. No hurry, no rush. So there's an inner journey. We can enjoy it. It's not a burden. It's a very pleasant experience if we take it in that direction. We allow the whole thing to happen We are not trying to control anything. Wholeheartedly accepting everything.